about to get started, so if you would, please quiet down. So welcome to the Free Thought Festival. We are brought to you by all of these wonderful sponsors that deserve to be mentioned. My friend Phil Ferguson with Polaris Financial Planning and the Secular Student Alliance, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the United Coalition of Reason. Most of these people you can find out in a table outside either today or tomorrow. And also for those of you who are Twitter savvy, please use the FTF1 tag when you're tweeting about us. So for those who don't know, the festival is brought to you also by the Madison Coalition of Reason, which is an alliance of about 7 local free-thinking groups from the Madison area. So I thought it might be appropriate to start with some principles that we generally agree upon in this coalition. You might say that our purpose is to unite the foes of clericalism, dishonesty, hypocrisy, and to unite the friends of truth, uprightness, and honesty. By such a union, we intend to erect a firm bulwark against the pernicious system of church, sect, and clerical domination. All our authority rests in our members, men and women alike, who have equal rights. Our foundation shall be reason and the great teachings of nature and history. Our purpose is not the subjection of human beings to an external authority or a book, but the exact opposite of that. Their mental and moral freedom, their independence and individuality in thought, will, decision, and action. We have no dogmas or decrees fixed for time, but only fundamental principles and general views of the world, which are always subject to continual clarification. So those words might seem like they were written by one of the so-called new atheists like Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris, but you might be surprised to learn that the guy who actually wrote that is this guy, Edward Schroeder, and he wrote these words in 1851. And he wrote them actually in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Schroeder was a member of the 48ers, who were German immigrants who fled to the United States from a series of failed revolutions in Europe in 1848. Many of them were vocal critics of the churches, and they often faced persecution for daring to question their authority. They came to America seeking freedom to practice their beliefs and express their own opinions and thoughts, and to search for truth without government interference. And they came by the tens of thousands to cities like St. Louis and Indianapolis and Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C., and they came to Wisconsin. They came to Burlington, to Fond du Lac, Jefferson, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Oshkosh, Waterton, and Sauk City, among many others. By the way, the oldest continuously operating free thought organization in the United States was the Free Congregation of Sauk City, founded in 1852, which is still active today, and actually some of their members are here with us. Everywhere they went, these German freethinkers formed community groups, which they called Freie Gemeinden, excuse my German, but it means free congregations. They espouse a lot of radical ideas, progressive thoughts about racial and social and sexual equality. They were for the abolition of slavery and for improving labor laws and working conditions, decades ahead of their time. And they did it without God. So let's make this perfectly clear, that the Free Thought Festival is not going to be dismissed as just a party for those out-of-touch Dane County liberals. We're actually returning to Wisconsin's roots. And if we're proud of our state's German beer brewing and cheese-making heritage, we should also be proud of its German freethinking heritage. So we are here to celebrate science and reason and equality and free thought. And these are not atheist values, but human values. These are the values that made our state great in 1848. And with your help, free thought will rise again in the state of Wisconsin.